President Barack Obama is scheduled to be in town this evening for his second Boston fundraiser that Democrats are hoping will raise $2 million. The guest list includes local luminaries such as Boston Celtics Bill Russell and Ray Allen. But not getting the presidential treatment? Reporters from the Boston Herald. The White House told the city's tabloid that it would be the Beantown broadsheet, the Boston Globe, that will be filing the press pool reports. Big deal, says John Carroll, BU professor of communications and author of the blog Campaign Outsider, because that happens all the time. But it doesn't end there.
Basically, they were denied access to the press pool. Nobody has a right to access to the press pool. And this wouldn't be a story if the White House hadn't actually had a spokesman who came out and delivered a statement, a written statement.
So that's really the big deal in this story, isn't it, John? Because it's not that often that a White House spokesperson actually gives a reason for why they're not going to allow certain media into the press pool.
No, they don't give a reason, and they don't give it in such a grammatically challenged way. Let me read you part of what he said. I tend to consider the degree to which papers have demonstrated to covering the White House regularly and fairly in determining local pool reporters. It was like, you know, this was written in a foreign language and translated by...
This is a White House spokesman, Matt Larich?
Right. And it may be former White House spokesman. I certainly wouldn't let him out of the house. This was foolish on their part. You don't make a response in this situation. And all they did was give ammunition to the Herald.
Well, and the particular beef that the White House had was regarding a front page op-ed by former Governor Mitt Romney that ran, I believe, the last time President Obama was in town?
Exactly. And so their issue was, you trot Romney out on the front page, which is traditionally not done. I mean, you don't turn over your front page to a presidential candidate. But the Herald has some interesting sort of standards there. They have a lobbyist who writes a column in the news pages instead of the op-ed page. So the Herald is sort of operating on a different plane. But so the Obama people say, last time we were here, you threw Mitt Romney in our face. So now, you know, you don't get any special privileges at all.
Well, we've also got some tape from another incident that happened between the White House and a news organization that it doesn't necessarily see eye to eye with. Last year, there was quite a moment between then White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs and a Fox News correspondent over the coverage that Fox gave to the Gulf oil spill, and specifically when Fox aired an unsubstantiated conspiracy theory of sorts from President Bush's FEMA director, Mike Brown. Robert Gibbs took exception to that, and let's listen to what happened.
Because I got to tell you, Wendell, I'm not entirely sure that a factual answer that I might give to any one of your questions is going to change the notion that your network put out the former FEMA director to make an accusation that the well had been purposefully set off in order to change... an offshore drilling decision.
Nor would that affect the reporting I do.
I didn't intimate that it did. And Major should...
If we can, let's move on from it.
You could get on a conference call.
This is a beef that the Obama administration has over the sort of political nature that Fox News Channel demonstrates, they say. They say that it's more of a propaganda arm of the Republican Party, and so they shouldn't get the same kind of access. They shouldn't get the same kind of privileges and the same kind of right to ask questions as other news organizations. This is in the White House opinion.
Well, John, so let me ask you. I mean, the Boston Herald has the right to put basically whatever it wants on the front page, and similarly, the Obama White House also has the right to invite or disinvite anyone it wants from the press pool for its events. That being said, what does this tell you about how the Obama administration kind of manages the media?
The Obama administration, according to some, has been restricting access to the press in general over the course of the last 2 years to an unprecedented degree.
More so than we saw under the George W. Bush administration?
Yes, and in a different way as well. What they have done is they're not only trying to marginalize the press, they're trying to substitute for the press at this point. They are producing a tremendous amount of their own content that they are distributing directly to the public through social media. The White House has about 2 million followers on Twitter, almost a million on Facebook. They have a YouTube channel that 250,000 people go to every month. They are producing a magazine-style show called West Wing Week that has all this behind-the-scenes footage of Barack Obama. What they are doing is making themselves an alternative media outlet to the mainstream media. And by restricting the access of the press, what they do is they get an exclusive on things that happen. So there are events that the press has traditionally been allowed into that they haven't been allowed into lately. The Obama administration basically produces the video, produces the photographs, produces the reports that come out of those and distribute them to the press. So the press becomes more of a stenographer than actually an organization or a group of people who hold the White House accountable and who mediate the information that comes out of there.
Well, regarding this Boston fundraiser and the Herald not being allowed to get in, what does it do for the Herald in the coming days and weeks?
This is mother's milk for the Herald. I mean, this is the sort of windfall that every tabloid hopes for. The Herald, they have very few home subscriptions, very small home subscription base. They have to sell the newspaper off the newsstand every day. And this gives them something that's going to jump off the newsstand, and it gives them something that they can beat into the ground all week. They're going to dine off this all week long. And it's terrific for them. I mean, if I were them, I would have paid the White House to do this. But again, you know, maybe they were short on funds.
John Carroll, Boston University professor of communications and author of the blog Campaign Outsider. Always great to have you.
Thanks, Megan.
You don't know how it feels to be outside the crowd. You don't know.